The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers. Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
Can we start the podcast as soon as I'm done with this game of Warzone?
Yeah, no. Stop your game. Let's start.
Please,
this is ridiculous.
I have good guns.
Ridiculous. Turn off your video
game. Hey, everybody. It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. I'm here. Dave's present. Lewis playing a video game as we speak.
I just requested if we could start the show late so he can finish a video game.
Nope.
Like a third grader trying to avoid going to school on time.
Yeah. No, it's not. I see the reflection in the real ass sign. You're still trying to play.
My homework is done, Big J.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go. You got that good.
Still see it right over your right ear there. A little bit of action.
Oh yeah.
It's moving. Here. Are you happy? You happy now? You fucking happy? That's not how to turn it off.
You just got to tap that PS button. Then it's on the bottom.
Yeah. And do it to the right. And hit turn off PS5.
And you just got to shoot this guy real quick.
He's got to kill one guy.
Got to interrogate this dude. Get some government secrets.
Hell yeah, dude. We have a great show plan today. It's the Legion of Skanks.
It's our first show of 2022.
Is it?
No.
No. This comes out on New Year's Eve, Dave. This is a New Year's Eve special countdown.
Most people probably listen. If you don't listen live, it'll be 2022, yeah.
I was going by the Jewish New Year.
You know what? Can I have a request for our production team?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Can we have this show air? It starts airing whatever time it would be for a countdown. At the end of the show, we could do a countdown on Friday night to midnight.
Oh, yeah.
What about Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show?
Well, that would start after midnight.
Yeah, it starts after midnight. We'd be the countdown to Zach Amico.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not an expert in the schedule, but judging by the name, I think Zach's show starts at midnight.
And fuck it. You know what? Forget it all. Forget everything. Forget. You know what, Alex? Don't even let me ask you to do anything.
Yeah, extra, there you
go. Because Lord fucking knows what'll happen if I ask you to do anything out of
Well, here, for the hardcore fans who really wanted it, 10987654321. Just play that
Bingo.
Recording. There you go.
Hey, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. What's the problem, Lewis?
You guys see the trailer for this Cosby documentary coming out?
Ooh, no, I haven't. But can I finish trailer? Can I finish picking my bone with Alex?
Sure. Oh, me and Jay are going to watch the Cosby trailer while you do that.
can you mute your mic, Lewis?
I'm so excited for this Cosby. I just such a great comic. What are they going to do? Like clips of all his specials?
Yeah,
how he came up with his material.
It's more of a celebration than a documentary.
What was his process?
Well, what's funny is what I thought was interesting. It shows the faces of the people that are going to talk to him, and Godfrey's just one of them. Mm-hmm. Which is an odd out of nowhere person on there, I think.
Does a great Cosby impression.
You think that's what it is?
I don't think it's odd. He's a somewhat famous black comedian.
Like, it's just like he's the only
They're not interviewing him about the fucking life of fucking Annie Lederman. Is that her name? The photographer?
Leibowitz.
I'm thinking of Annie Lederman, the comedian.
You were.
You made him one person.
Our friend. Is that Joe DeRosa?
Famous photographer Annie Lederman. Yeah,
I think it was the famous seamstress Joe List.
I hope they give him the biz. I hope it's a good documentary. Sometimes they go light on these dudes.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes they go hard.
Yeah.
Well, let's watch the trailer.
I am a child of Bill Cosby. You know what I mean. I'm a black man, and a comic, born in the 70s.
Pause it.
Bill Cosby had been one of
the whole... The whole premise of it is about black comedians being influenced by Bill Cosby and having to deal with it, Jay. What do you mean? It doesn't make sense. Like,
I'll be honest with you. I've seen the thing between like episodes of Dexter and Yellow Jackets where they don't do. I haven't even know Kamau Bell was in this at all.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the thing I saw was much more of a fast thing. It just shows like eight faces talking about it. One of them just Godfrey, but I didn't recognize anybody else. Is what I thought was interesting about it. It wasn't all like black comics.
One of my heroes, but this. This was fucked up. What do we do about everything we knew about Bill Cosby and what we know now?
Yeah, there, how bottom right. That's what I saw. I just didn't recognize anybody.
Let's see
else.
If we can. Do we recognize her? All right. First of all, top left, Annie Leibovitz, famous photographer.
It might be.
It very well could be. By the way, and I have no idea.
there's Annie Leibovitz, and then dead center, right in the middle, there's Annie Letterman.
Annie Letterman.
Oh my God, far right, famous seamstress show list.
Yeah. Bernard Hopkins. that all girl big from Cosby. Broad City.
And I all think big the guy, Cosby fans.
I think middle left column middle is Chris Spencer, I want to say his name is. He might be.
No, that's the guy with the big dick who played James Bond.
Oh, big dick James Bond. The John Hamm.
James Bond. No. The black one.
Oh, Black Bond.
That's John Hamm. Fine. Fuck
John Hamm. I think it might be good for Spencer.
Talk about Bill Cosby.
Well, that didn't give us much.
Yeah, well, no.
They're just saying they're going to talk about him.
We need to talk about Bill Cosby.
I'm curious. All right. Well, curious to watch it.
We've been all talking about Bill Cosby for years. I feel like it's not going to be interesting.
We kind of get it. He was a family-friendly dad on television. But turns out he was raping chicks on the side.
I would be interested if it was like a documentary, like from the inside the Bill Cosby case.
It was just the perspective of the woman, just her eyes.
Yeah,
the
women. No, but like, closing. Yeah, like the women, the victims, like people inside. If they were really breaking it down, I would go, oh, shit, it's a cool ass Cosby documentary. This is a bunch of comedians talking about Bill Cosby. We can literally listen to any podcast over the past 5 years.
It's very possible. Yeah. Very possible. There's a lot of good things coming out. Not just that.
Can I finish giving Alex shit, please?
You never really started.
Don't want me to fucking do that.
Go ahead. No. Give her shit. I'll think about the other documentary I wanted to tell you guys about.
Can you stop telling us about documentaries? I've said it publicly. It's the lowest form of podcasting is talking about and watching documentary trailers.
Yeah, Jay, really. But whenever you're done, Lewis, I got the Matrix queued up. We can watch it.
Literally,
thing.
You want to watch the Matrix?
We can be more interesting than a trailer about a documentary that's somewhat interesting.
Quadrilogy?
I'm excited to watch it.
Last week on the show, we called a guy to do a walking tour.
You called.
I called the guy to do a punk rock walking tour. Why do we even do this again, Jay?
You were arguing over whether
you said Trash in Vaudeville is a hacky.
Yes. So I called.
Okay. Lewis did not end up taking his girl there, I assume.
Well, here's what's funny is like
we did the walking tour. It was great.
I left a weird message to the guy, right? Because it was like we were obviously recording something. So the guy called me back, right? And he was like, you can tell he was like annoyed. And he was like, am I being like fucking pranked? Like this happens all the time. He was like, yeah, dude, what? Like, I know you don't really fucking want a walking tour.
Do you want to do my stupid fucking walking tour or not?
But then like I felt bad. So I had to start like asking him questions like I was legitimately interested in his
book. No. Don't come at me like that. I'm very seriously considering a walking tour. Now, what shoes would you recommend on a walking tour? I'm thinking a tennis shoe.
Well, they said
we're going to be on our feet.
When they said London gave birth to punk, I believe it came into its own in the States. Now, would you say New York was a hub of such rock music?
I literally spent 10 minutes on the phone with this guy pretending to be interested in his walking tour just because I felt so
bad. And he's like,
so
you don't know how the Clash got started. Oh, am I jealous of you? Sit back and listen, buddy. So, Dro Strummer.
And then it was, I got into the conversation to the point where I was like, he was like, oh, so I heard you're mentioning some like retail stores. So he was like, so some retail. I was like, no, don't tell me the retail stores. I was like, that's the whole point of this. I told him we were doing it for a podcast. I was like, we're having this debate on this podcast and we're all going to buy these walkie tours, maybe even 6 or 8 of them. I said, for all the productions.
Oh my God. He thinks it's a retreat. It's our
people it's doing
team building.
Yeah.
So he thought you were wasting his time. And your response to this was to waste much more of his time,
way more
in the shittiest way possible, making him think he's got a huge sale coming.
But you felt better about it because now you feel like you were also wasting your time.
I would pay him out of guilt before I would go on this god awful walking tour.
I mean, it sounds, first of all, it sounds like shit. It does not sound like a fun walking tour.
Oh,
like
you have to go. Horrible.
Hey, you guys want to see CBGBs? I mean, it's been closed for 15 years.
It's not even that shit. It's like they're going to go outside.
Like the Ramones vomited building. Here once.
They're going to go outside of like the apartment building. Yeah, that like the basis from the Ramones fucking squatted at for a month.
Oh, your Blondie got fingered in this bar.
Who cares? I lived in the Chelsea Hotel, by the way, which is where Sid killed Nancy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wait.
Just so you know.
Yeah,
just you so you know. Nancy. Well, my girlfriend lived in that hotel. But anyway, so the reason I have a bone to pick with Alex, Jay, are you dabbing?
No.
What are you doing?
Joint.
What a pussy. We got a whole dab rig this morning.
I dabbed before the show. I showed Christine how great I am at it now.
Oh, you figured it out now? Did it work?
I got to tell you, I still had a hard time getting it on that little spoon thing. It fell off a bunch of times. I kept replacing it on. It's just really. It's You're ridiculous, fine. But I did it. Yes.
Yeah. So when I called this guy, I left him a message and I was like, oh, call me back at this number. And I trusted my staff to make sure that they bleeped out or edited that part out.
First mistake.
Yep.
They just left it in.
Yeah.
So on Christmas Eve, I start getting phone calls and text messages from probably said ouch. I start getting phone calls and text messages as the show is airing on Christmas Eve. We're trying to have a nice dinner and immediately I start panicking. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where's it at? Who's it out to? Hold on. I want to see, come on. Whoever's typing, come on, please defend yourself. Please defend yourself.
Well, there's no real defense. I just,
defend.
I'm very sorry.
You doxed Lewis.
The Karate Kid defense. No can defend. I like
that. If do right, no can defend.
I didn't mean to dox you on Christmas Eve. It was a terrible Christmas Eve for me.
Do you have a halo?
I don't know why.
Did you die? Are you an angel now?
What the fuck?
God rewards everyone who doxes Lewis.
Is that Jesus? Have you been sainted since we saw you last?
Sainted for doxing me.
Is it the ring? Are you actually dying of COVID and we don't know?
I spent Christmas Eve feeling really, really terrible about making the worst mistake I've ever made in my history.
Alex, is the sun in your room? Why is that glare happening?
No, I don't know. Hold on.
It's definitely... That's so weird.
Worse. But anyway, continue.
There's no excuse for making a mistake like that. There were a lot of edits in the episode and I managed to complete every edit in the episode besides
pretty
that
big one.
I don't know how it happened.
The only one that really fucking mattered, you asshole.
Yeah.
It's forgivable that you posted Lewis's phone number, but when you taped over it with his address, I thought that was too far.
Alex, you did a good thing.
It bleeped out with me just saying my social security number instead.
Alex, you did a really good thing back there. We're all proud of you.
Lewis, I'm very sorry. It will never happen again.
I called Bobby in the moment, like as it's happening, just freaking out. Poor Bobby.
Poor Bobby's poor just Bobby. In a big goofy Christmas sweater with his girlfriend opening presents.
Well, by the way, I was at the dinner table with my family. And I got Lewis's call, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, he's going to say Merry Christmas to me. And
then did not say, hey, son, Christmas. How's work? And you go, I'm a piece of shit.
And I mean, the second I was like, hey, hello? And he's just screaming. Like,
Bobby, yeah, do your impression. You can do your exact impression of what was me. I'll be you. I don't lead my team, so they
do. My fucking phone call! My phone is on the fucking address!
The what?
Wait, you had one fucking job!
Probably baked ziti in my face, because my fucking fat Italian family probably make baked ziti on Christmas. I'm a fucking retard. Duh.
No, oh, we had Baked Ziti on Christmas.
I don't think Lewis would have been that silent through that, Bobby.
I did get that same phone call a minute later. And
no, Alex, your phone call was so much less worse. You have no, Alex doesn't understand.
I mean, my
family. By the time it gets to Alex, I know it's, Alex, we really got to make sure mistakes like this don't happen again.
Hey, Alex, hope you're having a great holiday. Hey, a little snafu in last week's episode, if you wouldn't mind just taking that out. And let's just try to make that same mistake again. But I understand.
So Bobby's like, yeah. I will stab you with your own teeth, Bobby. Do you know what it's like to be stabbed with your own teeth after they're ripped from your face?
I don't know, Alex. Got Bobby popping through on the other line. What's up, motherfucker? You want to see your girlfriend raped in front of you? Because I'm on my way there.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to have to get back to you. Once again, little Alex, snafu. Make sure it doesn't happen again.
Alex, let me...
Hey, Alex, I'm going to merge the call.
All right, my bad. Didn't mean to bother you on Christmas Eve. Like, let's get back to those sugar plums. They're still dancing.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Liz.
Oh, wait, here's Bobby again. I'm coming, Bobby. Yeah. Tell your family I'll be there.
No, Hutch, I'm coming for you.
Ah, shit. The girls at Gas Digital have no idea how easy they have. It was Bobby did nothing wrong. Literally, Bobby just was an innocent fucking witness to the crime.
Well, he was being a retard eating ziti with his family.
I'm sure a lot of our left-wing critics are like, oh my God, Lewis sexually harasses the women at Gas Digital. But it's like, that's all they have to deal with. The men have to fear for their physical safety at all times.
I can't even explain to you how angry I was in the moment.
My family knew how angry you were in the moment.
Did you say, oh, I'm so sorry, Alex, this retarded girl that works for us.
What happened to Bobby? What happened? Lewis not getting enough meatballs on the weekend.
Ralph
comes to me and he's like, you know, Bobby and Alex, they're just a little bit concerned with. And I was like, Are they concerned? Ralph reminded me that I was mad because I forgot about it. And the moment it passed out of me in the form of yelling. And then Ralph reminded me how angry I was about this by saying, you know, it's like, oh, Lewis, you know, he said you were pretty mad. I was like, yeah, I was fucked. I should have been madder.
And I agree that you have every right to be mad, but the execution and the screaming.
What? No, I should have executed you. I should have actually executed
you. You have a right to be mad, but the executions were a bit much. I mean, you didn't have to put people up against a wall. And
Bobby, did you answer the phone? Did you answer the phone like, Merry Christmas, Rattlesnake?
I literally thought it was going to be a Merry Christmas phone call. Like,
hey, boss. Like, wow, this is really great sweet. Year, huh?
Me too. I didn't know that the mistake happened. I thought it was going to be a really nice phone call from Lewis on Christmas Eve.
She was like, nope. This must be Lewis and Natalie singing me a Christmas song. I'm going to put him on speakerphone. Hey, Lewis.
Cunt.
I'm going to put my fingers inside your pussy and open you up from pussy to head.
Oh, Lewis, you know you can't scream at Bobby like this on the holiday, what with his propensity to cry.
Boss, get to turn into Sabi Bobby. Oh.
Bobby, why you cry at the dinner table? You're messing up everybody's ziti.
Bobby, your tears are going to make the ziti a song.
Bobby, I have to make you sit at the baby boys at table if you're going to keep on crying.
I literally had four family members come through say, everything all right, man? Is everything okay? Because they all were no. screaming.
He said, no, we just doxed our boss.
Who's stirring up that Puerto Rican's a sauce, huh?
We just doxed our boss on Christmas Eve. Did you say that?
No, I said that there was an issue at work and I...
We didn't have a dox in the old country. What's a dox? People have a phone number? How people not get a hold of you? They don't have a phone number.
They just look in the book and they find it.
They find it in the yellow book there. The white...
the yellow pages.
Tell your friend, sit down, have a man of God, a little bit of regardless of my brajo, and everything going to be just a fine, Bobby.
You doxed me, Bobby, on Christmas Eve?
No, I didn't.
You're like, oh, it's a little thing at work. Sorry, guys. My boss is fucking real psycho.
No, I said there was a big mistake at work, and we're trying to fix it, and you were upset about it.
Because why did I hear a Puerto Rican guy screaming red rum over the phone?
He might as well have been. It was just as... I didn't understand half the words he was saying. He was so angry and screaming.
Bobby, I feel like I owe you an apology as well, and I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's okay. It all works out. Guys. I just have to change my phone number. Not a big deal.
Oh, Bobby. You let us some dumb a bitch. You run the business while you're not there.
That is Bobby's fault for trusting a woman. That's what I say.
Real nice, Bobby. Will you ever learn?
Alex is more than capable. She was just Bobby. Sick.
She's handy capable. Handy capable?
Got it. No, no, no.
You guys could edit back there. I'll do it again, and you guys giggle more.
don't make them edit. Do not make them edit.
I don't want to get a screaming phone call on New Year's Eve now.
Oh, shoot. We edited that part, and we accidentally edited in Lewis's phone number again.
Can we do a test? Boy. Can I say Dave's phone number right now and see if they remember to take it out?
Please don't.
Please don't.
But just as like a test.
No. Why don't you test with your phone number? It's just as good a test.
That's crazy, Dave.
I mean,
what you're saying now is crazy.
We can test with my phone number.
Test with Bobby's phone number. Yes, please.
Oh, no. Alex has to give out her phone number now. Punishment fits the crime.
Alex, also, put a butt plug in and turn your camera on for a second.
Maybe you guys want to find Bobby's.
Where are you willing to go to save yourselves?
Maybe you want to find Bobby's girlfriend on the internet.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to please.
Okay,
please.
I got that.
Bobby's sweating now. Alex, oh no, Bobby's sweating. Is he?
We're already dealing with the Abrana girlfriend coming over for the holidays. Now you got the Abrana people to call on you too. You know, it's the night that we have our Christmas amanago, our Christmas lasagne.
God damn it. And literally, by the way, it was just a little bit of a screamy phone call, and that was it. I didn't know what to do. I was like, what do I do? I was going to suspend Alex.
Really?
That would have devastated me.
I know. The problem is you're such a good employee and you're so sweet, but there needed to be justice in one way or another. Like there needed to be a punishment. It can't just simply go unpunished.
I mean, your boyfriend the stomach till he pukes twice a week.
Yeah. Alex, I hope you learned your lesson through Bobby's ruined Christmas. I hope this shows you.
Yeah, literally, her only punishment was me ruining Bobby's family dinner.
Bobby, look, Alex, open the really present I got you. Bobby, please, open up the present. He goes, I don't deserve any presents. Lewis says, I'm too stupid. Alex is taking
body shots at her Christmas party.
Lewis says, I'm too stupid for presents. Yeah. Body shots. Oh, hit that dab, hit that dab, hit that dab. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors, longtime sponsor now, we could say it, over here at the Legion of Skanks, and of course that is Fume, everyone, spelled F-U-M, but pronounced F-U-M-E. Fume is the best way to quit smoking and vaping naturally. It's a Canadian-made, handcrafted wooden inhaler. There's no electronics. It's only got the cores filled with the benefits of the super plants. There's no smoke, no vape. No nicotine. It helps with the hand-to-mouth habit, which is my big thing. You know, I always need something dangling out of my mouth. And what better than Canadian wood? Yeah, am I right?
You love to have a snickerdoodle in the mouth, if you know what I mean. And they have those amazing
until I get that eggnog cookie all over my face.
Hell yeah, dude. Maybe a spice orange up your butt. I don't think you're supposed to use it like that, but whatever.
Nope. I don't know how this crazy thing works. I put it in every hole on my body.
But you're smoking less.
Holiday package, including all of those incredible flavors like snickerdoodle, candy cane, eggnog cookies, and more. But if you want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to do it. I'll tell you right now, anybody who we've told to use Fume has come back with rave reviews, and it is the healthiest way to quit smoking, in my opinion.
It is.
So head on over to breathefume.com/legion. That's breathefume.com/legion and use the code legion to save 10% and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today and quit smoking or vaping today. All right, let's get back into the show.
Should we do what we said we were going to do, Lewis? I liked your idea.
What was the idea?
Monday too. We can plan it a little bit and do it live in front of an audience.
Well, then if we're doing it,
and have random comedians and waitresses be the presenters.
Just so you know, that's fine. I'm A-okay with that, but you've changed your mind on that three times, I think, since we started the show.
We can do it. Well, we're going to do a Skanky Awards. Since the ASCII Awards were canceled this year, we wanted to do a Skanky Awards.
Classic.
And doing a year-end award show, we can start doing it as an annual thing, and we were going to just improvise it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even improvise the word improvise. So I don't know that that's going to be the best route for this. We can, though. Do you want to do a, want to do a category and see how it goes?
Yeah, yeah. You try to improv, you fall flat on your face. We'll do your voice a bunch, and you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this year's Skanky nominees.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this year's Skanky nominees.
The worst improviser in the business, Luis Gomez, and
hang on,
Luis Gomez.
Sounds like a lot of work on the holiday weekend. Could we plan this a little earlier in the year? Well, let me tell you something.
Well, here's the thing,
did Bobby just ask to go back in time? No, the answer is no, Bobby.
Yeah, next year for sure.
Can we plan this earlier in the year?
I don't know if we call this a holiday weekend. It's New Year's Eve weekend. But Bobby, what are you going to do? Are you raging on the New Year's Eve?
Because I was just hoping to have a good New Year's. My Christmas was kind of ruined.
I was just really hoping to get together with and really enjoy our New Year's together alone.
Lewis, it was Alex. Why are you
Mike Harrington?
Yeah, there's you can't. That's really not matter. Much of a punishment. The world already knows.
Oh shit!
Mike's most vulnerable hours are.
Let's do the fucking. Let's do the.
Yeah, well, I'm saying what award do you want to do first? What do you want to do? You want to try one? Let's try one. I'm fine with that.
We could do Skanky Movie of the Year.
Skanky Movie of the Year.
Skanky Movie of the Year. It's okay. Been a movie that's like skankiest.
I didn't see too many movies this year.
There's, I mean, my only nominee that I got right now is, what do you call it? The really hot movie about those four girls.
This is an easy one right now.
Basic Instinct? Was that this year?
No, it was about the four. There were four dancers. They were fucking hot as fuck.
Zola?
Cuties.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think that was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, look up.
The Skanky Awards don't go by your traditional.
Go to 2021. Just look up 2021's like dirty. What do you call it? Like,
it's not dirtiest, dude. It's gotta be
mainstream.
Can I say we've never done a Skanky Awards? I feel like anything in the past decade should be fair game.
All right, my That's nominee is Back to the Future.
What a skeeze, right? Guy went back to kiss his mom on the mouth. Fucking weirdo.
I mean, look, Back to the Future is
it was kind of skanky.
A kind of skanky movie, dude. He's fucking hooking up with his mom. His mom was a trash bag. He was a peeping Tom. Here's what happens. You start to realize what is a skanky movie once you watch it with a five-year-old. When you're watching with a 5 or 6-year-old, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, dude. Super inappropriate. They call the black guys, I believe, coons.
Huh?
In the movie. The guys are smoking a joint outside of the school. And he was like, you know, I think the guy goes, we ain't listening to no fucking or no coons. And he's like, who are you calling a coon? You jive turkey. And they, you know, try to be
calling jive turkey coon. And it goes on and on like that for about
that can be a whole movie, minutes. To be honest.
So black people, derogatory words for white people just never hurt white people's feelings.
Yeah.
There's not a single one that you're ever like, oh, I'm appalled.
Yeah, it can't be movies from forever. That just goes too big. It's got to be.
Paul, do you ever say I'm appalled? Like in an Italian accent?
No, not really.
That'd be a funny joke that'd be a funny bit if you did that.
I'll start.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If I die, would you be a pallbearer?
He'd be a herniated disc bearer.
Oh.
Come on, that was fucking good. A bearer of a herniated disc after carrying Jay's fucking casket?
Oh, great job. Now Jay left.
Oh, come on, Jay. No, dude, come on. What are you eating? He's eating. Every time he gets sad, he goes,
Jay, if you don't come back, we're all going to assume they're eating.
Dude, cutting the camera. Dude, I wish I had food right near me. I would have come back and be like, I eat because I'm lonely, and I'm lonely because I eat.
Oh, shit. That's a great way to get Jay back when he cuts off his camera. We're all just going to assume you're eating.
Must have had a fucking Scooby-Doo sandwich in his mouth. He must have put his finger on the end of a sandwich and just crammed it into his mouth hole. There's got to be a list of movies.
You know, Jay, this is not a good idea to improvise because we can't even name a skanky movie. So now we're just having them the research in real time. All of the boring, tedious work that it would take to put together an award show.
Hey, you guys want to watch an award show? But like the behind the scenes, like how they come up.
You want to see it all come together? Now, who should present this one?
1 hour of the tedious work involved in putting together an award show.
All right.
Alex,
Oscars board meeting number one. Location.
Alex, you're presenting Lewis's address of the year.
Lewis. Shit.
So we'll do it on Monday. Well, they're saying Monday. They're saying Monday is they can't be done. They say
they can't be done.
It's been said by Bobby in the chat.
Bobby.
Yes. Hello.
Didn't what did I just say? We had a conversation. I had another yelling conversation.
He didn't say no.
He said it's a lot to do this weekend.
But there's multiple paths to get there, right?
I got you. But,
Bobby,
I feel like all paths lead to Bobby being yelled at, though. Like,
how many times does Lewis have to yell at Bobby? I was just going to give Lewis his phone number.
God damn it, Bobby, have Alex answer.
We could do it.
Yeah, just let's go over with the ideas and we'll put it together.
No, look, Skanky movie of the year, Skank of the year. That could be, we could interpret however you want.
All of our children's school schedules, best one of those. we could do that. What we could do right now on the show is think of what the topics, the thing should be.
That's fine.
Skankiest movie, I like that. Now I see where you're going with this. I thought it was going to be moments from Legion of Skanks.
No. These are awards that we give out to the fucking world, okay? Mm-hmm. Skankiest movie. And we could also do Guest of the Year. We could do Skank Guest of the Year, right? Legion of Skanks Guest of the Year. We can do...
Skank Moment of the Year, even.
We can do Racist of the Year.
Gotcha.
Skankiest Moment of the Year.
Gotcha.
There's a lot. And we don't have to do any of the work. Skankiest, here's the beautiful part.
Skankiest Moment of the Year is a good one because there's some pretty righteous one.
The Skateboard Porn Star of the Year is a great, great category.
Yeah, the guy fucking chucking the paint on George Floyd's statue is a pretty skanky move. He just waves woke by and goes, splat, fuck everything, bye.
I'll second that nomination.
That guy's pretty wild.
Look, he's nominated, fine. I mean, what about the guy who killed George Floyd? I feel like he would actually have a problem if this.
Different year.
I will second that guy. I will second that nomination as well.
He's like, whoa, doggy, that guy doesn't even exist without me.
Get Derek Chauvin in there too.
He didn't make the nomination cutoff, guys. Sorry. This is going to have to be more of a Rittenhouse deal.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse has to be up for something.
Baldwin.
Baldwin had a pretty skanky move.
Baldwin killed a guy.
He murdered a woman.
A girl, yeah. A girl.
No, he didn't pull the trigger.
Is that true? Did he not pull the trigger? What was going on with that?
That's what he says, but I'm no gun expert.
But is he saying it like that in a way where he's like, I'll say nothing else. I didn't pull the trigger. He'd be like, you're wording that weird. What do you mean? What did you do? Did you like bump the trigger? What did he do?
I mean, right.
I interacted with the trigger.
I did not.
I aimed it. It was the part where I was, it was the part where I was supposed to shoot. But ironically, I never did pull that trigger, and it just went off by itself and killed that lady.
He cocked the hammer and let it go.
It was the funniest thing is they did.
Oh, he did it like an old timey cowboy. He's like, bah, 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 bah.
They did it on. They did a 2020 thing on it already, even though there's nothing resolved about it, and it couldn't have been more. It's like exactly like shoot a gun into like a crowd of people, and it kills like the honor student, the honor student who was getting ready to go on American Idol and change the world with her beautiful music.
They're doing a documentary about it where they're just interviewing comedians about how they feel about how it happened.
Oh, nice.
Well, let's watch the trailer.
We have a trailer for that. Alex, take it away. Would you put it up there with my license? Picture my license?
Interesting. Isn't there something about like whenever you see those interviews like the one he did, where whenever there's like an actor who's crying and real upset about all this shit, I'm not saying he's full of it, but you're always like, but you are an actor. So like, this is what you can do.
You can really,
like, you can cry, you can sell it. Yeah. Like
you go big heel until he goes, go malice on it, where he's like, you think I have a God complex? I am God.
Like if I killed somebody and I cried, just know I'm crying. I'm a terrible actor. Like if I didn't feel anything, I'm like, boo.
I'm a terrible actor. I'm a common weeper. He's got to be. He's taking it better than I thought when I saw him in the interview, because I was like, I thought he'd be frazzled. I'm sure he is. But
the funny one was when he was talking to like the press and they're like, well, did the girl blah, blah, blah. And he's like, say her name. She had a name. Do you not even know her name? And you're like, dude, are you outraged with the person asking questions? You shot her. Like, that's OK. You know her name.
Tina. Tina Longfellow.
It's so weird.
Tina was a girl.
No, that's got to be just fuck your brain up for a long, long time, probably ever.
To kill somebody?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm saying,
well, not for you, Lewis, but like for humans like me and Jay. Yeah.
I don't like if I killed somebody in a car accident, even if I was
whoopsie
drinking or texting or doing one of those things, I think that I can do the mental gymnastics that would be necessary to move on with my life unaffected.
Lewis,
oh, you'll be in jail.
Lewis would have the
no. I'm saying as long as I got away with it. If I didn't get away with it, I would fall into the guilt. I think I would break down and I would probably feel.
Oh, you're saying you can compartmentalize it and move on with your life uncaught.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So you're a sociopath,
without a doubt. Hmm. Without a doubt.
I'm pretty sure that's being a sociopath.
Listen,
there's more to being a sociopath.
Listen,
like one little thing.
I know, Lewis, we gotta get you go.
Oh, I could kill someone without remorse. That's just one little part of being a sociopath.
I feel bad about it, but why kill two people that day? You know. No, I can, listen. If you don't get caught, like, I mean, I don't know. The guilt might fucking kill you, but I really don't want to go to jail for manslaughter. And the defense in your head would be like, "Look, I'm a good person. I'm not a murderer on purpose.
I will never do this again. Now, I promise that."
For sure.
It's never happened.
I will never drive more than a mile and a half drunk. Look at me. I was trying to drive 2 miles drunk. What a lunatic. I got to find a closer bar.
I mean, if you, I know somebody, this girl that I used to work with at Equinox, she killed a grandmother on Christmas Eve.
Was like, she a reindeer?
That's the best joke you've ever
done. She was crossing Second Avenue. She got ran over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house on Christmas Eve all night. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Don't stand in front of my grandfather. He'll fucking bite your nose off.
My grandma took an antler right in the chest.
Yeah. Dude, getting run over by a reindeer is such a violent death, too.
Yeah, dude. They don't,
just like a stomped song, and shit. Yeah, but she's like unrecognizable.
Yeah, I mean, well, she lived for like 8 or 9 days in the hospital, dude.
She had no face. We had to make a decision to pull the plug. Fucking reindeer. No, hit and run, girl, too. He didn't even stop because they won't know it's our reindeer.
This girl that I knew killed my grandma on Christmas Eve. Was she a reindeer? That's an adorable joke. He laughed so hard. Fuck. Okay, no, she was not a reindeer.
Okay, okay.
She's not. No, she was in her car on Christmas Eve. This Jewish chick, too. So good. It being Christmas Eve meant nothing to her. This was a Thursday, right? This was just whatever.
Yeah, she was annoyed everything was closed. Oh, she goes, Christmas Eve.
She goes, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to die on just another day.
No, the girl that hit her.
There is no sentimental value to dying on this day.
No, the girl who hit her was Jewish. The woman was the nice Christian woman whose family was devastated on Christmas Eve. So like, yeah, but this chick,
she ran back to grab her sweater real quick. That's why she broke off from the family.
She didn't seem that broken up about it. When telling the story, she wasn't like happy. She wasn't like, yeah, whatever. But she was just sort of matter of fact. Like it didn't seem like it affected her in any way other than like, it almost affected her the same way that if she had heard about a car accident. Like it's unfortunate that a grandma died on Christmas Eve.
She was like, oh, no, it affected me. My insurance went through the roof.
My premiums.
Oh, my fucking God. I had to pay for her and my shit.
You think her neck was broken?
Yeah. She's gone. The rest of us got to keep working.
But I'm saying I would almost feel like that. Like, even if it was my fault, I think I would disconnect from the guilt of it being my fault, and I would almost go to a place of, no, a car accident happened and a grandma died, and that happens in the world. That's not like, even if it's me texting, as long as I wasn't caught.
Well, it's different than killing someone texting, in a different situation.
I would remove it from my head. Like it didn't happen. Even if I knew I texted, as long as I wasn't caught texting. How would you even get caught texting? How do they know?
This girl wasn't caught.
I don't know that she was texting. She never said she was texting. She probably
was. But I'm saying, but she didn't get in trouble for it.
No, she didn't get in trouble. It was an accident. I mean, wasn't drunk driving, wasn't anything. It was just she
And the other
they check
died.
Your phone records for time. Do they do? I always wondered that. Like, would they just see and they, but how would they know the exact second that you got into the accident? That's really hard to.
Hey, what's up, Jay? I'm about to get into a car accident. Send.
There you go. You go, hey, I wonder if I come over. Whoa. Oh, no.
Dude, so I just got into an accident while I was sending that last text. That was the exact time it happened.
But how
this
would they
is like, really, this is really not good to do.
Like, there's no like cop that's going to be able to get there and go, they determined the time of the accident was exactly 3 minutes and 37 seconds ago. Like, they're like, yeah, there's no way. Like, so unless somebody sees,
well, that's not true. There's so many cameras now filming all those intersections. So they probably could
get. You don't really see in your car though.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the exact, they could find out. Yes. The exact time.
Oh yeah. I guess you're right. Do they do that though? Do they cross-reference your texting records versus camera records on a corner and see
once they get an anonymous tip from me.
Once they listen to this podcast, they're like, a great idea.
Prosecution's first exhibit to the jury is going to be a video of Lewis going, I don't feel any remorse for it, and I was texting, but I don't care.
If you accidentally kill somebody on any road anywhere that's like populated, I think you have like, I'd be very nervous to think that you could just like not be that you wouldn't be on camera somewhere.
What do you mean murdering?
Accidental murder, manslaughter. You know what I mean? I think there's cameras almost. But then I think about like when we would drive out to like SUNY Delhi and shit out there, like those roads are on for like 40 minutes. It's like one lane. I'm like, there can't be tons of cameras out there. Like New York is pretty much completely on camera.
Okay, boys, let's take a quick moment and thank Johnny Apple CBD for supporting today's show. Johnny Apple CBD makes incredible CBD products. I love their topical creams. Yeah, I use CBD topical after my workouts. Anytime I have any joint pain, any muscle issues, it really does work wonders. If you guys don't know what CBD does, it helps your body heal in a very natural way. You've heard of the benefits of medical marijuana and the benefits of CBD. Johnny Apple CBD makes really high quality, pure CBD that you are going to absolutely love.
That's Johnny Apple CBD. Go to jacbd.com. That's jacbd.com. Five letters, jacbd.com.
Right, Dave?
Use the promo code SKANKS. Use it, and you will get 20% off store-wide. Support Johnny Apple CBD and support our show at the same time.
J-A-C-B-D. jacbd.com.
J-A-C-B-D.
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 Jacobuda.
Jacobuda.
Jacobuda. Yahoo!
Yeah, to murder somebody. I don't even know. What would you do? I talked about this with the Gabby Potato thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I would sooner try to convince that I accidentally murdered her before I try to dispose of a body and go on the lam and do all that shit.
Correct.
I feel like the path to living a happy life, especially if you're going to kill yourself in a fucking swamp anyway, right? His the last days of his life was like on the run from the law, like in a swamp, getting fucking chased by alligators.
Did he kill himself?
I think they said he killed himself, right? It was suicide. Brian Laundry, that guy, I believe it was. But it's like, if that's going to be your
path, we've been wrong about suicide before, Lewis.
Oh my God, please don't make this mistake again. The laundry
family's freak the fuck out. Dude, if that's the end of your life, wouldn't you rather say, well, let me try to say we were having rough sex and I accidentally killed her during it, and try to just convince a jury that, like, just reasonable doubt that that's what happened. Right. Cause it's just two people there. I feel like I can convince a jury of reasonable doubt. It's like, oh my, you know, you just have to fucking, you know, get a little emotional. Just think about
Before I did all that, I would construct something that looked semi-possible to pass off as it was an accident that she had by herself or something. You know what I mean? I would try that before. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go dye my hair and put on some shades, and I'm just going to try to go. I'm going to try to move to Fiji where I know nobody
forever. Fuck you over. How would the autopsy fuck me over? Or fuck you, Alex. You don't know shit. You only know how to ruin people's lives via doxing.
Well, I feel like they'll know how she died when they autopsy her if she's not.
But if you strangle someone, you could say she hung herself.
No, you're gonna get fucked there, Jay. If you came to me right now, like, dude, I'm gonna say she hung herself, I strangled her, and I'm planning this with you. I'm gonna think, Jay, they're gonna know, like, thumb pressure. They're gonna know, they're gonna be able to take your fucking big fat thumbprint and put it up against the size of the bruise.
Let the record show that only Big Jay's thumb could fit in this mark.
Don't you right. rope the way
you're,
hanging
you're
yourself,
absolutely right. Don't listen, lesson for the fellas out there. Kill her with the thing you're going to say she hung herself from.
Yes. She hung herself with my hands.
I was asleep. I wish I knew. By the time I came to, she was satisfyingly limp in my hands.
And then she put my hand on my dick and jerked me off to completion with it.
And then she asked me to have sex with her again anyway. People of the jury, you can see that my class. I'm very sorry you had to relive that, Lewis.
But I would much rather live my life or take the chance. Because in my mind, I'm still going, like, all right, if I go to jail for this, I'll kill myself. Like, that's it. I'm going to kill myself. You're not a pedophile. You're not like somebody who's going to get, like, fucking beaten down in jail. You just murdered your crazy girlfriend. That happens all the time. They respect that in prison. You're not like, he's not like having to worry about.
They're like, what are you in for? Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of that.
Oh, shit. Oh, am I right?
So, but I would take my chance because I don't think you're getting away. You, like, with all the cameras, with all the shit out there, you're just not getting away.
Here's just the idea. Getting away, like, to what? That's what is my thing always with it. I'm like, oh, and he got out of the country, and now he's, like, bouncing from hotel room to hotel room in the south of France or some weird thing.
Yeah, and fucking, like, having to wear a silly mustache disguise for the rest of his life.
Yeah, can I get weird surgery on my face to look a little
different? Doesn't seem great.
So I can go get a job doing God knows what somewhere where I know.
I'd rather just be me in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it really comes about, like, you can't get pussy, right?
If,
like,
I was going to prison forever, for sure I'd kill myself.
I'd kill myself. No,
before I did a day.
But I'm just saying, I'm weighing it all out. I would still rather prison than be on the lam, constantly always looking over my shoulder, having to change my appearance, you can't build relationships with people, you can't have a real job, you can't have anything like that. Bobby, you can't take your chance in Mexico. You're a fucking gringo. Your family, first of all, your Italian family is going to be looking all over for you. Oh, Bobby, where'd he go?
Bobby. Oh, no, he went to the south of the border.
Oh, you got to come home in the face of the music.
The daughter is snitch. They find back out in the old country that my grandson is snitch. So my fungal. So help me, a God.
I don't even think Bobby's Italian.
I'm half Italian.
Oh, no. This is from the other half of his goddamn family.
Doggy, I'm telling you. So weighing out all the options, right? You go to prison. The worst option, in my opinion, is being on the lam. Running from the law.
Now, being in prison is the worst option.
I agree with that also.
No, I don't know. Dude, there's a certain level of, this one I've heard anyway.
Lewis, we're going to find out Lewis isn't his real name and he's been on the lam this whole time.
And I've been in prison? No, but I've heard after not that long in prison, you get used to prison life. Like, it becomes like your best day is still your best day. Like, you sort of like get indoctrinated to that lifestyle. There's a social life. There's, like, you know, you're playing cards. There's not looking over your shoulder. I mean, I guess there is an element of looking over your shoulder, but I don't believe that prison's as dangerous as the movies make it. I don't think if you're, like, you're in prison, you're worried about being shanked every day of your life. I think there's some bullshit.
The people I know who have said, like, it fucking sucks. And they're not just saying about, like, the isolation, everything like that. They're saying, like, it sucks. Cause especially when your choice is, like, you could be isolated and have nothing. Or every day you're like, I'm risking somebody can just want something I have or for some reason just fucking make an example of me. I mean, there's crazy people in jail.
Sounds pretty bad.
I guess
people are there, but I get sick. Except Jimmy Martinez, though, like, he even talks about, like, it sucks.
Jimmy is in a different type of prison, though, right? Like, you know, I guess that's not true. If you're, like, in for lifers, it's sort of a problem, you know, where the guys were.
Lewis goes, oh, Jimmy's in black prison. We're not going to black prison.
No, do they mix them though? I feel like Jimmy's also a different guy. Jimmy's going to fucking get into a thing with somebody. Jimmy's going to get into a thing with somebody at the Gas Digital Studios. So I'm sure he's going to get into something with somebody in prison as well. It's a different, you know, it's a, like, I don't know. Like, I think you can sort of keep your head down a little bit. Jimmy's not a keep his head down type of guy.
Right. I agree with that. But like, I don't know. I mean, everyone's everyone is like, but you to
rather,
some degree,
you'd rather
to some degree
be
you
on
get
the
challenged.
Fucking, I mean, you're, when I say like, in fucking, like, where
yeah,
would
like
you
when
go?
You say that, so exactly. The first thing I do is what you're saying, Lewis. Like, I agree. It's like, I try to like not face the music, but just act like this is as crazy to me as it is to you. Do you know what I mean? And try to get off.
She's dead?
Or just, or whatever. You just try to get away with it in some way, is first thing, I believe. Then, if that doesn't work out and they go, well, you're the main suspect, we're trying you for this murder, I'd go through the trial and try to get through that, believing narcissistically that I can like
professing
pull this
my
off.
Innocence the whole time to everyone I know.
I'll say it, I'll believe it by the time I'm done saying
to
it.
the lawyers I
will never tell the lawyers, okay, just so you guys know, I did this completely, but
go out there and do your thing.
Go out there, I'd be like, this is so, I even haven't had a chance to grieve yet because I'm so broken up about it. And this, now I'm on trial for murder. Find the person that did this, please. You're wasting your time. But, and I'll believe it when I say it.
I would believe it till the day I die.
Yeah,
I'd be writing.
That's what OJ did. That's what OJ did.
Yeah, you think he at this point believes he didn't do it?
I absolutely believe he has. Or is it, I was listening to Howard Stern stuff recently again, where he plays like OJ's like Twitter videos and stuff. Like he says such ridiculous, like he's oblivious to the idea. You know what I mean? Like of the stuff he says, just like weird choices of words, and he's not doing it on purpose. He's just oblivious. He's like that guy. And I think like you could do that. I think you can psych yourself into being just like, yeah, no, that's actually what the situation is.
Yeah. The OJ videos are, it is so bizarre that it does seem like he thinks he could just come out and like say a little thing, and that everyone's whole thing isn't like, you're OJ, you killed those people. Like he'll just come out and just be like, they say the vaccine stops the spread. I don't know about that, guys. What do you think? You
know, yes, like, that's it. That's what he does. The one they were playing today was like, you know what? He goes, I like Liz Cheney. He goes, I didn't like her father at all. But he's like, and I think I didn't like her at first because of her father. But I actually like a lot of her policies. I'm about 50-50. And just like saying these things like, OJ, didn't you almost decapitate your fucking ex-wife? It's like her head was almost all, it was hanging on by skin. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I fucking, and I wait, and it's like he.
If we were doing the Skanky Awards back in '93, I mean,
oh my god,
oh,
but he did that. But he, you know, obviously most people subscribe to the idea that he did that. But I think he's compartmentalized it to the idea that he's like, no, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. That's
isn't
like
it weird though, because like I can
the craziest
still
thing he's ever done in his life.
If OJ Simpson was at a bar, let's say OJ Simpson comes to one of your comedy shows.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he wants to buy you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you accept that drink and have a drink with O.J. Simpson?
He's already seen me, or they get word to me.
He's seen you. He's at the bar at the show.
No, I'm saying, but
you find out that O.J. Simpson was in the back.
But I'm saying he calls me over, or they say. Here's the thing: if someone came into me and goes, O.J.'s at the bar. He loved the show. He wants to buy you a drink. I think I'd say when you came to check on me, I dipped out already. But like, if he called me over, like once I'm engaged in it, I'm like, well, now we just got to see what the story is.
Like, what if he had a sense of humor about it? He's like, what you drinking, Bloody Mary? No, I'm just kidding.
Come on now. Wouldn't make a joke like that in front of my main man. Funny. You's a killer. They call me a killer. You's the killer. Saw you up there killing, slicing them throats.
Dude.
Getting that wait staff all sliced up.
You out here murdering ex-wives and
take it from me, this boy a stone cold killer. Except instead of using a regular knife to cut off their heads, he's killing them with humors.
I know, right? Who would have thunk?
Who'd have thunk it? If I had just been funnier, that bitch and that motherfucker might still be alive.
I could have killed them with jokes.
I was just over literal. And I killed them that night. Kate would have been there laughing.
He's just stupid. I would 100% have a drink with O.J. Simpson. If the staff came and got me, if he came and got me, it's just the story. Yeah, there's no way. Like, I don't believe that he's going to pull out a kitchen knife and murder me, right?
It's not as if you're condoning him murdering those people by having a drink with him. That's already done.
No, I completely agree. That was the whole argument you said when you had Richard Spencer on, you said, Dave, before. I'm like, damn, I'd love to interview that guy. And it's like, not because I go, this guy says a lot of awesome things. I want to question him about the things I think he says that are bizarre.
Well, that's the funny part. Like, is like that's actually a great point, right? It's like, would you have O.J. Simpson?
Let me tell you something, Lewis. I've made the point a lot. It doesn't stick that
well. Stick. They don't give a fuck. They're not listening to that at all. Yeah. I would have O.J. Simpson on this podcast. When they wrote that,
sure, article, yeah, I get
they,
that.
When they were bringing up the fact that you were had Richard Spencer on your podcast, Dave, and when I defended it, right, I tweeted, somebody was like, would you have Hitler on your podcast then?
Of course.
Like, yeah, no, it was when we had Milo on. And I was like, yes, obviously I had Hitler on the podcast. They cited that as like a real, he was like, this is a man that said he would gladly and proudly interview Hitler. You're like, I mean, well, I'm not kidding. I would, like, if Hitler was alive,
of course, but they don't
we would
cast
make
that
fun of his mustache. But it's also and his
like,
accent.
Like, just, OJ is a much better example here because the issue you're talking about there is like someone who actually
he's alive.
Someone.
And yeah,
no, but that's fine. Yeah. You're alive.
I stepped on that great joke. Dave.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We're talking about somebody who's actually done some wrong in the world.
Like, you know, killed way more people, too.
Yeah. But they never said that about like Jerry Springer. Like Jerry Springer's thing, they never had like, he never answered for that in that way where it was like, well, he had a people from the Ku Klux Klan on his show.
I think I think there was no social media. So it wasn't, it was the 30 women with picket signs outside of the studio that were mad that the Ku Klux Klan were there. But it was just a different thing. There was a different way to brigade. You had to really give a fuck back in the day. You know, 30 years ago, you had to show up. You had to write a physical letter and send it out with a postage stamp. And hopefully it got to somewhere. You didn't get the immediate reaction. You don't know what it did. You know, you had to contact the news station and hopefully somebody there picked up the story. Like, now it's just very easy to be like, oh, look, there's a video and we'll fucking do this. We'll all jump on it. But also, people give a fuck way less. This is why it's a 24-hour news cycle now, whereas like people probably really gave a fuck about Jerry Springer having the Ku Klux Klan on or Howard Stern having the Ku Klux Klan on. It just wasn't like
but the thing people
was cool
to
back
be
then. We thought it was like, it was awesome when Marilyn Manson couldn't play Meadowlands Arena. Like, I was like, wow, that's fucking awesome. It was like a cool thing, and he sort of wore it as a badge of pride. But he was technically still being canceled. He was hundreds of thousands of dollars were probably being taken away from him for doing this. But it was just sort of a different. Wasn't a culture then. That was just a thing that happened to famous people then.
But they're a big problem, I think, ultimately. Like, they wouldn't, even when those guys did, like, Oprah had, like, you know, like, neo-Nazis and shit like that on. And so, there was, like, they were, like, confronting them. They were bringing there to be like, hey, you're an awful neo-Nazi, and here's this person who's going to tell you how awful you are. Their big issue with, like, me having those guys on or us having Milo on is that we're talking to them. And we're talking to them like they're people. And with Milo on, we're, like, joking around and having fun. And they're kind of like, you should be sitting there being outraged about it
all
the time.
Take seriously as a political commentator. Milo was a character. Like we wouldn't have Richard Spencer on Legion of Skanks because Richard Spencer isn't a character. He's like a political. Do you have him on your show because you'll talk politics and get into fucking like you know that there's nothing really funny about
No,
Richard
I agree
Spencer,
with you. But if there was
the fact that like we could maybe trash him, but that's, we don't do that. We don't bring guests on the
well,
show.
Well, that's the thing. It's like
them.
It's not like we didn't like we'll bust Milo's balls or something like that, but it's not, it would be just like mean-spirited and shitty. Like, we wouldn't have someone on if we were just gonna like be a dick to him.
Yeah,
and
no
also
what their political background,
you'd end
is
up
like, that's not the idea.
And also you'd end up looking like an idiot. Like, if you just like fucking tried to like have one of those guys on and just be like, you're such a mean awful racist, it's like, yeah, they've heard that before.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
that's not gonna break them.
I'm saying it's like, also looking for the claps of like, boy, you really gave him the biz. But it's like, you don't have to be up in someone's like shit to give them the bit. You just disagree with someone, you disagree with, you know what I mean? Like, you
people
listen
also,
to them,
they
and
love,
like,
they love the drama, right? So, all right, we had Che on Skanks right after him and Tim Dillon had that little public spat, right? and people were like, oh, dude, you had Tim Dillon, you had Che on. I had Tim Dillon on the day after it happened, and I talked to Tim about it, right, on Real Last Podcast. We had Che on like a week and a half later. It was old news. It wasn't like
we're not trying to keep this going.
I don't want to be the guy going, ooh, give me the gossip. Like, let's find, like, I'm not a faggot. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't care about spilling the tea. That's not what we fucking do. So if it's relevant in the moment, it's relevant in the moment. But that's why I didn't fucking grill Che about what happened with Tim Dillon. If it was the next day, I guarantee we would have talked about it. But when if Che would have brought it up, we would have talked about it. But I'm also not trying to fucking, when I have a guest on, I'm not trying to make them uncomfortable so no. I can make 3% of our audience go, oh, dude, look at that. He fucking got a soundbite out of him. It's like, well, no, dude, I'd rather have Che come on, have a great time, a fucking person who probably shouldn't be coming on our show, who's famous, who has, you know, mainstream ties on one of the biggest shows in the entire fucking world. Let me not make him uncomfortable when he comes on the show. Yeah, just
Sal,
for the fucking
we try to like not put Sal in like terrible, terrible situations.
Yeah, no, and it's also, especially when it's like about drama or some shit like that, it's not even like I like making Sal and these guys a little uncomfortable with, but you also have to know who you're playing ball with. We can't,
but then, yeah, you try to not actually hurt them. You try to make them uncomfortable and get, you know, with it, but you don't want to damage them. But with Che and Tim Dillon, it's also like, I don't know, dude, like, we love both of those guys. We don't really want to see them like fucking, you know, fighting. And it's also like, I'd rather not, like, I care more about the fact that like these guys are both hilarious, I love both of them, then I do about like, ooh, let me get a sound bite out of them by like stoking this shit, and maybe, yeah, it goes, sure, further. It's like, I don't want them to be in a fucking weird thing, and they shouldn't be. It was silly.
Exactly. Yeah. And fucking whatever. All right, it's fine. Let's do me.
That's really, you heard it here first. Brendan Sagalow ripped off stage at his own show by the evil Amy Schumer. that was Sagalow's first time on our show.
Let's do plugs real quick. I want to get a coffee while you guys do your plugs. Can I go last? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Davey.
Sure thing.
And then I want to, or sorry.
No, yeah. January 13th and 14th, I'm at the White Bull Tavern Comedy Club in Boston. Two shows Thursday, one show Friday. Two stand-up shows and a live Part of the Problem with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. And then the next day, the Saturday and Sunday, I'm out in Arizona doing a live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem. Then I got a Connecticut gig on the 29th. And then a bunch more stuff coming up in the next few months. I'm back. 2022. I'm back on the road. And of course, Part of the Problem. And me and Lewis are starting our new MMA podcast. It is premiering on Monday. Yo MMA Raps. So get ready for that. If you're into MMA, come listen to me and Lewis. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the old hammer fisting.
It's the old hammer fisting is back. We've come full circle. We're recording it on an iPhone in Lewis's studio apartment.
Back in the day. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. January, completely filled up. The 6th through the 8th, I will be in Jacksonville, 13th to the 15th in Nashville, and the 27th to the 29th in Milwaukee. February, I have the Addison Improv. It's been a long time since I've been back there. Let's fill that joint up. Addison, Texas, please come out and see me there. And I'll have like, some of your friends and familiar faces will be with me in some of these places, so come check me out. Of course, SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and Bonfire 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and Bonfire, thebonfiremerch.com. Bonfiremerch.com for all the new Bonfire stuff that's finally available now. And new Crowdwork album, I believe, coming very soon.
Fuck yeah, guys.
Exclusive Gas Digital Network.
Lots of live stuff coming up, guys. Next month in January, the 13th or the 15th, Comedy Off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, Hartford Funny Bone. Then February, I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts, Comics at Mohegan Sun. March, the Emis Theater in Emis, Pennsylvania. I'm adding both Long Island clubs, Governors and Brokerage, in March as well. April, Zanies in Chicago, Cuyahoga Falls, Milwaukee, Kenosha. And lots more coming up. This is all before the summer. I also got Providence coming up, Albany, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, San Francisco. This is all before June, boys. So go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all these shows that are coming up. Zach and Miko supporting me on most of these shows. Anthony Zennehauser coming out with us on a lot of these shows as well. Going to be a really fucking great time. So
oh, my God. That. Thank God you don't have to support them.
Jeez, ooh, what do I need a fucking crane? Also, guys, make sure you subscribe to all the other podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code LOS30, get a 30-day free trial, and get instant access to the complete on-demand libraries for all of the shows, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, SDR Show, Part of the Problem Included, and me and Dave Smith launching a brand new podcast, Yo MMA Rap, with myself, Dave Smith, every Monday night, leading into Legion of Skanks, 6 p.m. Eastern, live. Where we break down all of the big MMA news stories in a funny and casual way.
You can do it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. Monday,
fuck it, Jay. Eastern. We'll do it live.
At the studio, baby. We're going to the studio.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, guys. So, yeah, tune in this Monday night. It'll be the first episode of the show. So, yeah, come support us, baby boys. And now my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Support that as well. It's got my PS5, so I've been playing lots and lots of video games. That's what I'm doing before and after today's show.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors here at the Legion of Skanks, and that, of course, is Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom, marquee sponsors for Skankfest, and just high
and Yo MMA shit. Raps, Jay. Hell they're yeah. The marquee shout sponsor out to Yo Kratom. For Yo MMA Raps, the new MMA podcast taking the world by storm already before the first episode.
Everyone's talking about it.
Yo Kratom.
Me, Lewis, Bobby last night.
Yo Kratom, what would you give me monthly if I did a 15-minute show where I just talked about Yo Kratom on Gas Digital?
Dude, I mean, how much would you give me? Jay?
Yeah.
We can work that deal out.
Maybe we can make something happen.
Kratom reviews? Jay takes just one fucking bump of Kratom and then just nods off.
Yo Kratom is awesome. And why? Because they have the $60 kilo. It's their thing. They really stand on it, and I love it. I like buying things in kilos, but that's just the old Cuban criminal in me. You know what I mean?
We all love buying things in kilos. And let me tell you something. You could feel that cool as well. Just go to yourkratom.com. Buy your Kratom wholesale. Don't go out and buy
quality
it elsewhere. You just get it delivered right to your house. The best way to do it. And supporting a company that supports everything that you guys fucking love. So go support them. They support us. And go to yourkratom.com.
Check out Big J Does Kratom.
Monday, it's the lead into Yo MMA Raps.
Big J Does Kratom.
All right, let's get back into the show.
Question. Nice. Did what's his name do a Christmas video this year?
Who?
The fucking
we're probably gonna canceled. Need a name.
Question.
The dude who got canceled
every time. Spacey,
yeah, Kevin Spacey. He does a Christmas video every year. Like a weird, like cryptic Christmas video since he got canceled. Do you remember
his face coming out of a boy's butt?
No, I don't remember this at all.
Okay, are you kidding me?
No.
Did we never talk about this on Skanks? Is this a real ass podcast thing?
I don't see one for this year. I wouldn't
kid about this.
But I have one for the last 3 years.
There's one thing I don't fuck around with. It's Kevin Spacey news. And you know that about me. And it's kind of fucked up you brought it up.
2018, 2019, 2020, he did it.
Bobby, let's throw to one of the other ones.
That's crazy that, I mean, we don't have to watch it. It's sort of irrelevant now that he didn't do them, but what happened this year?
I think we have a clip. Bobby, would you mind throwing a little clip?
I almost take that as like, if he's done one every Christmas morning, every year for the past 3 years. Let me be frank. This is the original one. This is after he got canceled. This video shows up on Christmas morning on his YouTube channel.
I feel like I remember this.
You remember this. We don't have to play the whole video. Just play like 30 seconds of it.
I know what you want. Oh, sure, they may have tried to separate us, but what we have is too strong. It's too powerful. I mean, after all, we shared everything, you and I.
Is he talking specifically to one dude?
Yeah.
Is that some guy's asshole?
That boy's. Remember when I sucked your butt that one time?
You were only 7.
You know you liked it, boy. When I suck your butthole.
I showed you exactly what people are capable of.
I said, turn around and watch Usual Suspects on the television. I'm going to suck your butthole. You loved it. You loved it.
Yeah, I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenged you and made you think.
All right, so play the next one. So, yeah.
That's the only
play the next year. You can play like a little bit of each year. So it's just kind of weird, these videos. And he's done one every year. So it's sort of what I was looking forward to this year on Christmas. I checked his channel and I didn't see it, but it was early in the day and I didn't recheck. Bumming me out. But it makes me think that maybe he has some other shit going on in the Me Too realm where he's like, you know what, dude, let me lay off this year and not.
Maybe.
That's right.
Finish me off, son.
Be without a message from me.
13-year-old boy's head's about to pop up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Christmas. You got such wet cheeks.
When you're like a major Hollywood actor, right? And I'm on, like, I will always tout that cancel culture exists. It is different though. Like, I'm not like, if I got canceled, it would fucking put me into ruins. When he gets canceled, like, he's just, he sells a mansion.
I know. I guess I'll just spend more time on my yacht.
No, it's literally, it's funny in that situation. It's kind of like exclusively the social like stigma. It's like, yeah, you're rich, you're going to go enjoy that. But it's like, instead of being like, oh, anyone will return your phone call, you go to all the cool parties, you're accepted, you're now like this outcast. And I bet that stings like a motherfucker.
I don't get any of the cool parties or any of stuff. So I just,
well, Lewis, you never had any of that.
Yeah.
So you can't lose it. But they, I'm sure for these people who are so vain and like that means so much to them, I bet it's like, it might be worse for them than losing the money. Like, it's all about what you value.
I'm,
you
know, Kevin, like, Spacey.
Did you say vain? He just pulls his dick out.
I'm Kevin Spacey. Business is down, but pleasure is up 1,000%. Boys.
He was guilty.
More
of, like,
time
fucking,
for
like,
pedophile. 15-year-old
boys, right?
Yeah, I think it was teenage boys, I believe.
Teenage boys, not as bad as teenage girls, I'll say, unless it's my boy. Weird.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, you're right about that. I hear you. Because here's the thing. Because then you're going to just bother. What's all going to bother you is the age thing. And you're going to just, no matter what, think someone's corrupting your kid. But in the grant, when you hear the story third person, if it was a friend of yours kid, and you'd be like, almost like, oh, I think that's kind of how it goes. I think
you're like, oh, yeah, of course. He's teaching him. That's what my friend Milo told me.
Seriously, every gay friend I have says that's what happened. It wasn't like I was taken advantage of. It was like I wanted to do it, and this person showed me how to do it.
December 2018, Spacey was charged with felony for allegedly sexually assaulting journalist Heath Urus.
Oh, I was going to say Heather Unruh, but I'm like, oh, it's Heather. Her 18-year-old son.
Son in Nantucket. Nansucket, that's what he said. That was a joke every time.
And back in Nantucket, he goes, Miss, it's Nansucket. Yes. That was a little joke coming from a thespian.
I was told about
Nansucket.
Kevin Spacey, you remember that crew of like actors who used to work at Stand Up New York? But they were actually like doing some things. I don't want to say their names because whatever. Right. But they were like doing shit. They were doing big plays.
You mean
just because I don't know if I want to say.
If it's something that they told you, but I know exactly.
But they told me back then. I mean, we're like almost 20 years ago. 15 years ago. 15, it was way before he got fucking blown up. But they were like, oh yeah, like this is like a known thing. And they knew people who worked with Kevin Spacey that he was like a gay predatory type of dude. He was always trying to get the youngest like actors to go back to his fucking place with them and all this shit. But it didn't seem even like that. Like, it was just kind of like, hey, you know what he's doing. And you know, some guys do it and some guys don't. And you know, is that like kind of,
would you like to do a scene study and meet my trouser buddy?
Like the neighborhood pedophile in the 80s. Was just the house you would avoid, you know. It was like that was that.
It was always originally like, don't get into a van.
You run, and if you get caught, you get caught.
You had to be slow to get molested in the fucking 80s. You had to be like,
I was begging for it.
Really
fat tits, tight shirt.
You know what I mean,
Jay was begging for it. Fat, slow, loved candy.
Oh, dude,
he wasn't getting away from that.
Loved candy. But now I was more of a savory guy. You'd lure me into a car with a sandwich over a
Shit, Doritos. You're gonna fuck my little friend Jay.
Yeah, he goes, hey, there's this new purple bag brand of Doritos out, and I goes, hey,
they're
my
so
mom
good.
Says I shouldn't get in vans, but I mean, one little ride for some Doritos couldn't be bad, right?
The purple Doritos are the best Doritos.
Still the best.
But you had to be so unlucky. Still you had to happen upon a molester in your neighborhood. They had to be like right next to you, and you had to be the kid that walked by that day. You had like everything had like you. Oh, it's almost like God wanted you to be fucked as a child.
I was situationally fuckable, but I wasn't a particularly like kid where I was like, oh, this is what someone's looking for. You know what I mean?
What do you mean
you also, if you got to be a really cute kid, that's where you got to start worrying.
What do you mean you were situationally fuckable? Like if the pedophile was really horny, he would have gone for you?
Yeah, yeah. If he really laid a lot of compliments on me. No, I mean, I was just like prime to the pick. I came home from school myself from a really young age, mostly. And then like sometimes I wouldn't.
Jay, you were like end of the day at McDonald's. The ball pit's about to close.
Mm-hmm. I stay underneath.
I gotta make a decision here.
I stay underneath the balls, dude, until everybody leaves. And then I owned that fun station all night.
Did you do
that? Playland. No. Oh.
But we did that one time. I remember we were like 17. We got into the ball pit at McDonald's and I hid under the balls.
Yeah.
And then a kid like went down the slide and I jumped out. I was like, ah. And the kid was like, ah. And then the mom got upset. She was like, what the fuck are you doing in the ball pit? You fucking big fucking fat ogre. Don't touch my kid. And then I remember just.
Sorry, we were scaring children. You know what, guys? Who needs this place? Let's go do some etchings in the cemetery.
Dude, I remember very quickly thinking, oh, yeah, she's right. Like, I'm touching her child. Like, yeah. And now as an adult.
Ooh, kid, you're in danger. You're in such danger. I'm a stranger who was willing to live under balls until you got here. I'm just kidding, kid. Enjoy your meal.
But imagine that, Dave. Imagine your little girl slides down the slide at a ball pit. First of all, I can imagine Dave letting his daughter slide down a slide at a local McDonald's ball pit. I feel like that's very anti-libertarian.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know about that. It's just me.
Yeah. I mean,
there's maniacs like you waiting under those balls. I wouldn't let her slide down there.
I don't think there's many people in the world who's willing to do that, Dave.
It's true, but I on the off chance that we find the young Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, I check for a snake in the toilet every time before I sit down. I know it doesn't really happen, but it can.
Do you really check the toilet for a snake?
No.
No. No way.
But a snake can't come up to your toilet.
But just to and just, I would fight a teenager, Luis. I would lose my mind.
He scared your little girl. She's crying now.
I
she's crying.
Lose my mind.
A fat Puerto Rican kid with a chain wallet. And a
I probably wouldn't fight him because I wouldn't fight in front of my daughter. I mean, unless I like absolutely had to.
Unless but you 100% knew you could win.
Unless I was definitely going to dominate. But I.
Daddy, these big, giant, muscular black men were touching me. He goes, you boys are going to be in a lot of legal trouble when I'm done with you. I'm going to have your asses jammed up in court so fast. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'll sue you.
I'd be very upset.
Mm. Were you there one time? We were one of Joe List's picnics. And it was, who was it? Who did Rich Voss break his ribs?
Oh, yeah, Cantor. That guy. Cantor.
Cantor. Yeah, it was Cantor, 100%. So we were in the park at like one of Joe List's barbecue or like picnics. It's like 15 comics there. And I mean, I don't know what this only would be a funny joke to somebody who doesn't have a kid who doesn't understand sort of what the implication of this is in the moment. Like you just have to be so disconnected from reality. Were you there for this, Dave?
Oh yeah, I think I was. I'm just remembering it now.
There was a woman with a 2-year-old who was like with a stroller, like going through the park. We're all like playing Frisbee in the park.
Oh,
it was like 15 comedians.
Forgot about
and the this. Baby or the baby wasn't in the stroller. He or she was walking next to the stroller and the mom was just sort of like, you know, just a couple feet behind it. And then Cantor, as a joke, runs over, grabs the baby, literally picks up this baby and goes, oh, and like goes to run away with it. Like to be funny.
What?
And the woman
like faking, like, oh, I'm gonna steal a kid. Ha ha ha.
For a second, like picked up this baby, was like, whoa, like that, and then put it back down. This woman's face was like exactly what you think it would be, like horror, like a man just grabbed her child. And then he put it down and she was just like, huh? And he was like, ah. And we were like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Even at the time, we didn't have kids yet. This is years ago.
Yeah.
At the time, we were all like, are you out of your fucking mind, dude? Like, you can't pick up people's babies as a prank.
Yo, no, I mean, that's... dude, it's so funny that at the time we had somewhat of the right reaction. But I mean, now I would... I mean, like, I don't know how I would have handled that. I would have lost it.
Well, because you don't want to, number one, the first thing you would think is like, if they grab you, you don't want to like tackle the guy because you don't want him to hurt the baby. Like, so you have to like, yeah. you have to, is there a crazy person? Like, what, how do you assess this? Like, what a scary fucking thing in that moment. Like, how do you even deal with?
Was he asked to leave the hang? I mean, like, I would have
been like, no, he wasn't asked to leave the hang, but
well, you guys Rich didn't Austin have kids
kick
yet.
Him in the ribs next time he saw him.
I did have kids this time. I wasn't there for this, but I mean,
no, like, you weren't there. It was wild, but I imagine that, Dave. Imagine you're walking through the park and some dickhead, 26-year-old dickhead, who picks up your baby.
Oh, I mean,
but then puts it down and goes, I mean, that, it's like, Lauren, take the kids.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I did. Be like, you have to take the kids.
Take the kids right
over there, there. And fuck yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You're gonna beat this guy with an inch of his fucking life. It's great. Yeah. And it's so funny because in the reality is like, you shouldn't. Like, what is the real opposite reaction of that? Like, an actual like, you know, it's like
it just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Learn a lesson.
Well, it's like that also could have scared the kid in that moment. Like, you have no idea. It's not just about like scaring the parents. Like, it's like scaring the kid.
Oh, I assume from the first thing I was like, I assume that scared the shit out of the kid.
Like, yeah, oof.
It was what, dude, it was fucking crazy. And he was just like, I mean, look, I get, it's so funny because I've been the idiot who's made a joke
that's like just not an okay
flat
joke
and not okay and like whatever, but it's like just never been with somebody else's, like, dude, it was fucking crazy. Didn't, I couldn't
was
imagine.
The one, I mean, it's not nearly as bad, but didn't Justin start just pissing on your like front lawn or something, Jay, because he thought that was hilarious? There was a thing where you were like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And it was like, oh. So
dude, bombing when you try away. To go big is hilarious.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you? Yeah. Like, why do you think this is awesome?
Like, it was just like, ah, oh, we're all comics and we're hanging out.
Well, yeah, so I told a story about how when I told Nate I was going to steal the 666 page out of every Bible.
You just told that story recently. Yeah,
I know, yeah. But it's like, it's such a moment of like thinking it's going to be like, ah, right, dude. And he's like, are you fucking retarded? And you're like, no.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't going to really do that.
No, it's stupid. Oh, what I'm saying is dumb.
I mean, just right, to have to transition from the energy and go, ha ha, we're all the guys hanging out. This is awesome, to go, hey, I'm really sorry about that. I was, I've been thinking and I gotta get my shit. I'm drinking way too much, more than I should. And, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that cancer guy, do you have like a drinking problem or something at one point?
Maybe I think at the time. Yeah.
I think at the time. Cause yeah, I think he would just go over. I mean, I think
now I feel bad that we're telling this story and making him look like an asshole. I'm sure he's a real good dude.
Fucking hilarious. And
he's a good dude
like,
in a lot of other situations.
He just made a dumb fucking joke.
No, he's very good. I think
and
he
also
had a
he did the same thing with Voss. Like,
yeah,
he made a joke about Voss's daughter. Well, Voss is also crazy for kicking a dude in the ribs for making a joke about his daughter. He's a comedian making it.
No,
I get that it's inappropriate.
Dude, no, dude, you have to hear.
They're kind of all wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like, it's still like, no, I don't think, like, no, we make jokes.
But Lewis,
about,
but,
like,
listen to this. This is,
it's not my boy. I'm not saying that I'm above it. Like, if somebody was making some joke about my kid that I didn't know, like, right there, and I was like, yeah, don't say that, and then he did it anyway, yeah, I'd probably punch him in the head.
Dude,
however,
Cantor, absolutely. What I mean, when I spoke to him about it, he was like, he seemed to have a thing. He's like, no. Yeah, I had to come because he was. But the explanation of what happened is so great because what it was, they were all at a Patrice barbecue one time. And Cantor was like one of like the younger guys that got invited.
I thought it was at Caroline's.
No. That's where it happened.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But at one point, they were all sitting in a circle and they were talking shit. Like, you know, a Patrice session, just sitting there. Everyone's like talking shit to each other and they're getting stuff in. And then one of the big jokes was Voss's daughters are getting old enough and hot, like you could fuck his daughters or whatever. Mm. And then and about Bonnie being younger and fuck stuff like this. There was just like jokes going around this group of friends and he was there for it. At the Caroline's Christmas party, he got hammered. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to make the joke with Rich.
So
and Rich doesn't even associate him with this thing. And he's said he's slurring drunk. So he basically goes, he's like, Voss is fucking fuck your daughter. He's like, what? He's like, I'm gonna fuck your daughter fuck your and daughter, fuck Bonnie.
Boss,
you then fuck and fuck Bonnie.
Hack.
And the boss goes, "Say it again."
And in his drunk mind, he's like, "I'm at Patrice level right now."
Yeah, he goes, "Man, we are riffing, me and boss." And goes,
Bonnie's
and then
too
the best part is somebody,
you,
boss
you
goes, "Say it one more time." Kia.
That is hilarious. Boss screaming Kia before he hits you.
Out of context. Him just starting to tell you he wants to fuck your daughter while he's drunk. Like, yeah, I mean, that would be the reaction.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I say. He just had no idea what he was doing.
That's fucking hilarious.
I asked him,
can we tell one good story about him? He's a real funny comedian, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
By the way, I just told you,
dude, and a funny comedian.
I just told you his story. That's his version of the story that he told me, which I think is hilarious.
Let's get him on the show. Have him defend himself.
He was just trying to bond with Voss over their joke they had. Fuck your daughter. I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
All right, you guys want to wrap this one?
Yeah. Yep. Let's wrap up. Happy New Year, everyone.
Everybody. Oh, guys, sync it up. 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
How slow is this?
Everyone started Happy New Year a second ago.
2. Check the Wi-Fi. I love you guys for the whole crew. Legion of Skanks, thank you for another amazing year, and we'll catch you live Monday in 2022 on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.